This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
So I'm watching the World Series last night. Yankees are looking good. Gerrit Cole's mowing them down. He had a no-hitter through four. Looked untouchable. And then Aaron Judge gets a fly ball routine to center field. And here it comes. Wasn't even a really high fly ball. It just wasn't a line drive somewhere in between.
Yeah.
And you can see it on the camera. Here comes the ball. Here comes the ball. Eyes dart toward the runner on first base. Boom. Drops a routine little easy tinker into center field. And then Katie barred the door. Here they come. Five runs for the Dodgers in that inning. All unearned. And I found myself last night, Andy, rooting for the Yankees only because of this.
You wanted more baseball.
I was rooting for baseball. Yeah. I was rooting for more baseball, and I thought this could be great. This thing goes six or seven, puts that little bit of doubt in anybody's mind that the Dodgers might be able to blow a 3-0 lead. I thought it would be really cool just to get another game, to send that thing back to Los Angeles. That would have been really cool.
You know who else would have thought it was cool?
Yeah, Aaron Boone.
Everybody involved, because there's money involved, right?
Not the Dodgers.
Well, yeah, the Dodgers, everybody would make more money.
I'm sure the Dodgers wanted to win it as soon as possible at that point.
But there's more money in the pot the more games they play.
Oh, I'm sure at that point they would just say, we're good.
I was reading some stuff. I think, what was the share? The share for the World Series championship team was like $500,000. And there are a bunch of guys on the rosters that, well, I don't know if it's the Yankees. Maybe I'm just talking about the wrong teams then. Never mind. But if it was another team or other teams, I can go and look and see who's not making that much. But, you know, some guys quadruple their salary during the playoffs if they can get on a playoff roster.
My guess is Shohei is not going to do that.
I don't even think he would notice it. Yeah, there's no way he would notice it. My favorite part of the game last night wasn't the game itself. It was at the end of the game when I was listening to the Dodgers fans cheer at Yankee Stadium, and I was thinking about how they were going to set up for the presentation, and I knew it, you know, it's going to be in the outfield, and they're going to have their, you know, the World Series championship presentation right afterwards. And then it made me think back, because every Guardians fan knows exactly what I'm talking about. It is just it is a hard pill to swallow when you're watching the road team get the championship in your own venue.
That stinks.
Absolutely sucks.
As we know here in Cleveland,
that's all I could think about. And so when I watched the end of the game, I was like, ah. Too bad, Yankee fans, because you just did that to us.
Yeah, we have seen that. Did you enjoy the postseason?
I actually did. I really did like the postseason.
I did too. The Guardians season, I think, changed baseball here. The way that people were thinking about this year in baseball, just because the Guardians, I think it was somewhat unexpected what they did, and just a phenomenal run by them. It was just a blast. And, you know, I love the process. I can't wait until things get started here in the offseason, because our team, I think, is in a so much better spot than it was last year at this time. You have an idea on some of these guys. You have a clear idea of other things you need. I'm real anxious to see what they do with the pitching staff. the bullpen seems still locked in, and you might get some reinforcements there. I wonder what they're going to do with the starting rotation. I wonder if they're going to spend any more money. I wonder if that's going to happen, if you're going to go out in the free agent market and bring in any pitchers, or if you're going to roll the dice and bring guys up.
I don't think they're spending any money in the offseason.
I would think that's likely.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not. I'm zero
free, free agent here or there. They might make the preemptive strike kind of, you know, pitching move to bring in somebody. My hope is that our team re-signs Matthew Boyd. If they re-sign Matthew Boyd, done. That would just about do it for me as far as additions. Then you go ahead and make some trades and do some things and figure out who else you're going to have in the rotation and what's going to happen. You know, I wonder what happens to the guys who are in the starting rotation at the beginning of last season.
Bieber's the big one. What's going to be with Shane Bieber?
He's going to end up in Los Angeles with the Dodgers.
You think so?
Or Anaheim with the Angels or Arizona. I would think he's going to end up somewhere out back where he's from, which is West Coast. Just a guess. I sure hope that's not accurate. I would love to see Shane Bieber come back here and work his way back from his Tommy John surgery here. So I would love to see that.
There was video of him throwing yesterday. A little bit. Like, I'm watching him do exercises right now from yesterday. And he's throwing
push-ups
yesterday.
No, jumping jacks?
Med ball. Oh. Arm on the wall, kind of stuff like that. And then he was actually throwing pitches, too. So, Dan, do you have any hope for Shane Bieber to be a Guardian next year or not?
I mean, the Brewers found the cash to hand Brandon Woodruff a two-year deal that was below market value coming off of a shoulder injury. So I kind of look at those two teams and think relatively similar. One's a little bit more active in free agency than the other. But yeah, that exists. I mean, there's a contract. There's your contract right there, which is it's a 2-year deal, and I think it was like for $24 million, $25 million. I'm just doing off the top of my head. It was something along those lines, split between the 2 years, one of them for the rehab and one of them to come back and pitch better. I think that exists for Shane Bieber if he wants it. The question is, A, does he want it, and B, does the team want to give it to him?
There's your twofold. Can our team invest in a guy who they know for sure is not going to pitch at the beginning of next season?
It seems to be their MO, man. They are the...
Yeah, except it would take a pretty major financial commitment for that to happen, Andy.
I don't know.
Don't you think?
Somebody else is going to sit on him knowing that it's the same situation.
Yeah, somebody else would.
Yeah.
Are we happy today, or am I allowed to be the wet blanket?
No, go ahead.
No, be the wet blanket. Jinx.
So... I have my major concern when it comes to this team is the fact that we have found out that Bally Sports will not, or I should say FanDuel Sports Network, Ohio, whatever it's called.
Diamond Sports Group.
Sure.
Forget naming rights. Get right to the heart of the company.
Does Sinclair still own
Nonetheless, the company. They're not getting that cable money in there, and we have no idea what is going to come in. And that cable money has been a catalyst to what the Guardians can do in free agency.
Wait, but we're not 100% sure on that, right? That's not, we don't, we are we 100% sure?
There's they're 100% sure gone. They were told you can either renegotiate with us if you want for a lower price, but your rights are back to you, and they're going to go to the MLB app.
Yeah, I think that a lot of this had to do with streaming, too, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would only caution you to stay tuned and see what happens there.
Yeah, I mean, what if they end up getting a deal with Apple, or they get a deal somewhere else or something like that?
They're not, if anything, hopefully cross your fingers, it would be something over the air that everybody can watch, that they decide they want to go back into the TV business. That would be delightful.
I don't know that means big money for the organization.
Exactly, yeah. Though. So that's the part of it where I'm real cautious when it comes to any kind of money spending with this organization in the offseason, because their typical cash cow is not as big of a cow as it once was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
So until we know what that is, I could see them either tinkering to go in a direction that nobody wants to hear about. And they'll say it as well. We trust our farm system. We want to go younger. We want to go a different direction. I don't know what they're going to do. I would love for them to go out and add somebody. I just don't know if it's going to exist.
If they do add somebody, I would think it's the type of guy they tried to add, you know, around the trade deadline. Matthew Boyd, Alex Cobb, something like that.
Reclamation project.
Yeah.
Yep. They're great at it. They're absolutely great at it.
I get that. I understand it. I'm okay with it. I would just really like to see Matthew Boyd back here. It worked for him. You know, he seemed to be really happy here. He became a critical member of this team when they needed it the most. And
you called that, man. You've done a good job of calling some of these things lately. I'm going to give you credit. Thanks. That I normally do, but.
Thanks. I didn't think he'd be good. I just wanted to see what he'd do. I wasn't ruling him out, you know. But he ended up being really good. I worry about him because his agent is Scott Boras. And what does that mean? It means if you're a player, you're going to get paid. Yeah, it means if you're a player, you're going to get paid. Boras does a good job of getting his guys paid. And I would think it would have to be the player coming back and telling the Scott Boras agency, hi, this is where I want to be. Go work out the best deal and get back to me. So I would think if he's back here, it's only because he tells his agency that he liked it and
That's
he wants
it.
To return.
Yeah. He's got to go Ramirez.
And there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that happens.
Yeah, I'm there. I was kind of
Alex Cobb. I can't see being back here next year unless it's on a 1 year prove it kind of contract.
Same thing. Yeah. I mean, he didn't. How many innings did he end up with this year?
He didn't pitch in five games.
Yeah,
something like that.
I could see Cobb coming back again on.
But see here, if you're the Guardians. Okay, you want to bring Cobb back and you want it on a 1 year deal or something like that and approve a deal?
Very Indians or very Guardians.
You cannot bank.
You said Indians and made me say Indians.
You cannot bank on him being a member of your rotation. Then again, you probably can't bank on Tristan McKenzie or Logan Allen. Maybe not Gavin Williams. I don't know. That one's tough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90+ days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.